From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Most, if not all of us, have an old phone stashed away somewhere at home. Well, what if you could recycle this gadget and, as a plus, assist children with special needs? You actually can. So stay with us to find out how you can share the love. With the rapid advancements in technology, the popular smartphone you have today will have an even smarter version in a year's time or less. And with the quest to constantly keep abreast of technology, many persons have at least one phone they don't really use, leading the Digicel Foundation to come up with the bright idea of recycling old phones.
Everybody can attest to having a phone in a drawer somewhere at home or a device that they no longer use and it's just sitting there. So when you donate it to us, we send it off to get it recycled, and the proceeds from the recycling, it's used to purchase these educational packs.
The education packs include iPad, protective cover, stylus, mini speaker, and a screen overlay. Special Needs Programs Manager, Digicel Foundation, Judine Hunter, says to top it all off, the proceeds from the recycled phone will go towards some 11 special needs schools across the island. These are
NAS in Montego Bay, Montego Bay Autistic Center, the Early Stimulation Program, Genesis Academy, Liberty Academy, there's a STEP Center, and also Jamaica Society for the Deaf, Jamaica Association for the Blind. There's also JASA and Jamaica Association on Intellectual Disabilities.
Under the Digicel Foundation Phone Recycling Program, bins will be strategically placed in special needs institutions to facilitate the collection of unused or damaged phones from current and past students, staff, parents, and other members of the public.
How it works is that the institution, the special needs institutions, get to benefit from their effort, their own efforts. So bins are recycling, bins are placed at their locations island-wide. And they will be collecting phones and donating it. The school that collects the most phones at the end of the program will receive $100,000 in cash.
You are also invited to recycle your old phones. Bins will be positioned at participating institutions from June 13 to the end of September, and contents will be cleared on a weekly basis.
Digicel is committed to special needs. We are committed to improving the sector and, you know, helping persons to reach their fullest potential in whatever way possible. And so this is just one of the many initiatives. Our chairman has committed $100 million to improving the special needs sector in Jamaica for the next 3 years.
Special Needs Program Manager, Digicel Foundation, Judine Hunter. The Digicel Foundation is a non-profit arm of the telecommunications company Digicel. The organization distributes and utilizes funds for building communities and community spirit in Jamaica. Since the launch of the foundation, it has funded several community outreach projects.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.